This episode of Obscure Chatter is brought to you by Halloween. No, it is way too early for Christmas decorations. What the hell are you thinking, Kyle? And now, on to the episode. Welcome to another episode of Obscure Chatter. It's our, I want to say our fourth Halloween special, but I'm trying to remember, did we do anything really big all 3 years? I know last year, Hoff, was it last year that we did a big like candy taste test, or was that the previous year? I think it was last year too, but I'm not sure. But if it was last year, that is where I discovered there are all these really cool variations of Kit Kats. And oh my God, I think it was a Fruit Loops one. Anything Fruit Loops or Fruity Pebbles related, I'm totally down with. But like, only have like a stick of it. More than that, and you're going to get sick of it really, really quick. Obviously. There is a, hey, I'm old element to it, but yeah. And we did candy shopping this year already, but I'm pretty sure we're going to need to do more because shut up. Don't judge me. We got more butter. We got a personal bag of Butterfingers this year. I don't know about y'all, but this is the first year where we've personally like got candy. I've already done a little bit of Halloween decorating. Here is talking about Halloween decorations. I've always been curious about the houses that really do it up and they put up their shit really early. How are y'all so confident? How are you so confident about weather and where you live? Not to give you too much insight into where I've lived growing up, but you put decorations out that are easily grabbable, they're going to get fucking grabbed. Like, I've got a little Sam from Trick or Treat, and he's adorable. He holds candy. He holds a tiny little candy bowl, and I can't just have him out. Like, there was, I forget the year that we got him, I wanted to put him out and just, like, turn off the lights, but I'm like, no, someone's going to steal him. He's a tiny little adorable, Samhain boy. I can't risk it. And yeah, no, seeing all the, like, aside from like inflatable stuff or blah, 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 which is not really for me. And that just sounds really annoying and loud. Like when you're going on like an evening stroll, you just hear all this and you see, you know, Jack Skellington just bobbing up and down. Like, is it worth it? That's a lot of energy. And the 1 year that we like did it all up, we had like the skeleton gates out. They stole a bunch of zombie parts. How dare they? But, you know, I can't really blame them. I just had it in my yard. And when it looks cool and nobody's watching, da-da-da-da-da. But we do have video cameras now, so there's at least that. So, officially starting the episode. Yeah, we started well before that, so I don't know what the hell I'm thinking. We decided to keep it very low-key because, I don't know, I love talking about movies, obviously, both being in them and, you know, just I have a great love for movies. I was a latchkey kid. Movies are my mother. or movies are mother. I don't know. Both sound correct. But with the SAG after strike, as of this episode, still going, there are different rules this year. I was reading today that there are even costumes that you can't do. Like, you can dress as Wednesday Addams, but if you dress as Jenna Ortega's Wednesday Addams, that's a problem. I was reading about, like, Ryan Gosling being like, so you're telling me if my kid wants to dress as Ken, like my Ken, they can't dress as Ken. And more or less, that seems to be accurate. I'd love to read more on it, but I've read a lot today. And that was one of the things which I found interesting. So yeah, we're gonna play it safe. I don't know. It's been so insane as far as that goes. Really side note before, we kind of try to stick to Halloween theme things. I've been afraid even publicly to respond. I'm a big GIF person, or GIF, if you want to be a dick about it. just kidding. If you're a GIF, if you say GIF, I get it. Generated, blah, 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 blah. It's GIF to me. And you know what I'm talking about. So just let it go. But I'm afraid to even like share anything related to a show or an actor. I just want to be respectful of the strike that is still ongoing. Hopefully they get to get back to the table. SAG's ready to get back to the table. Obviously it's the other side of the equation that needs to get their shit together. But yeah, so that being said, I have been watching movies and television and enjoying things. Also my anniversary, is in October. And that is one thing. As someone who's been in a long-term relationship for almost 17 years, if you get married at any point after you start dating, you do have those two dates. You have your dating anniversary and your wedding anniversary. I'll say that I'm much better at remembering my dating anniversary than my wedding anniversary. My dating anniversary is October 26th, 2006. So that's going to be 17 years together. And then 2.5 years later, in June of 2009, I got married to the guy in the other room on the other side of the house right now, being chill. And people are like, oh, how long have you been married? I'm like, well, we've been together for 17 years. Well, we've been married for 14. It's not a big deal. What a first world thing to be complaining about. Like, oh, can't believe I have to keep two anniversaries straight with my giant brain. Halloween. I hope that you guys are having a blast this October in Texas. It cooled down to the point where I actually could wear a hoodie without looking like an insane person like I normally do. Seriously, it takes a lot for me to take off a hoodie. Today, it was in the 90s and, that's been the first time in a week. It's been absolutely amazing. And yeah, I've lived in Texas long enough that it's like, oh, it's, it's so cold. And it really, really isn't. But yeah, last Saturday, I did a library sale, and I thought they were going to do up like, you know, a bunch of Halloween stuff, but I don't think the city I live in is very like, woo, when it comes to Halloween as much as I am. But also, totally unrelated, if you guys follow me on TikTok or Instagram, I did bitch about this. I said I was going to try to stick to Halloween, but here we go. Is my first library sale at the new library, like this newly renovated library in my town. And I don't really do a lot of local stuff outside of checking out like local foods and local, yeah, tiny little local businesses like thrift shops, antique shops, bookstores. I do try to keep it local whenever I can. Sometimes it's impossible. But I was like, fuck it. You know, these books are going to be, it was like 50 cents for paperbacks and $1 for hardbacks. And I thought I was going early. Like I woke up early. Hoff was out of town. So wanted to make sure that Willow got out at a certain time. Willow, my dog. And it was already pretty hop in there. And it was all the different types of thrifty people there. I found a really cool little paperback version of my favorite of the Anne Rice Vampire Chronicle novels, The Vampire Lestat. It's my favorite book in the entire 13 book series. Granted, I've only read, I think, the first 5 or 6. They wane here a little here and there. But yeah, I found that just on a table when I'd kind of given up, and that made me do a couple of circles. And then I saw at the front of the library sale where people are checking out that there are all these wrapped books, you know, mystery books. So I bought one. It had little little notes and hints as to what the book was. And I decided, hey, I need to be more active on social media. My main social media has kind of been letting me down because it's changed drastically, and I think we all know why, but we're not going to talk about that. So I'm trying to be, like, engage more on other things because my main one is just hell now. So I'm like, hey, what if I give you guys the clue and you guys guess with me? And really the only guess was like, it sounds like Harry Potter, but I know it's not. So I had an idea of what it was, and I was right-ish. I open up, and I filmed this too. I open up Unwrapping the Mystery Book, and it is book 3 of the Miss Peregrine's School for Peculiar Children. I don't know if I got that 100% right. And it's book 3. Now, please tell me I'm not the only one that would have been agitated to see it was fucking book 3. Like, it's a mystery book. So what you're telling me is that you don't care that it was book 3 and I probably don't have 2 or 1. Turns out I had completely forgotten I got book 1 on my Kindle. But say I loved book 1, I only have it digitally. I live with obsessive compulsive disorder, and it's not fun sometimes. It really, really isn't, because all that did was make me incredibly agitated to the point where I had to get Steven to take the book away from me because I was getting so, like, it just gave me a giant chore, and the books don't match because I have it digitally, and he had to take it away from me. He really, really did. So I'm donating that to my favorite charity organization. All they do is a pickup like once a month. And I'm like, you guys can have this book. And I attempted to read book 1, didn't care for it. And maybe it's just because I now associate that series with just bad vibes. And then as far as, the rest of the books is great. Got a new tote bag because I needed a 51st tote bag. You know, can never have enough tote bags, but, yeah. And as far as VO, like, and all of that stuff, please, if you aren't following me on TikTok or Instagram, it's teetotally everywhere except for Tumblr. I used to have a Tumblr account, then I got rid of it and came back, and it won't let me get my old name back, even though I submitted everything. So teetotally Redux there, but teetotally everywhere else. It's my love letter to Ned Flanders. But yeah, I've started doing more VO stuff on that. And then the occasional unboxing or unwrapping of a book that may or may not lead to complete and utter chaos in my brain. But yeah. And as far as decorating Halloween, all that, we did a tiny little setup. Outside of that, I'm feeling the Halloween vibes. Again, I do wish that we could talk about some of my favorite movies and why. Because, I mean, that's kind of how Obscure Chatter started. Obscure Chatter started because I love talking about movies. I love seeing what everybody else is watching. And I love what those movies mean to people. I really, really do. And for those of you asking about potential guests or whatever, it's not out of the realm of possibilities, but I also do like that it's just you and me sometimes. I mean, you guys are pretty great. Those loyal listeners and those that this might be your first episode. If it is, welcome to hell. It's not hell. But it did get me thinking as far as like getting ready for Halloween is one of my go-to candies is the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. But I gotta say, there was a recall. I don't know if you guys are aware of this. There was a recall for the Reese's Peanut Butter Cups that were sold specifically to Walmart, that there's a giant recall because of worms inside the candy, and I can't bring myself to have any. Where we got our candy was Target, which felt funner, but I've been going to different Targets specifically because if you follow me on social media, this should not shock you. It is the revolution of Lewis. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, it's this Halloween decoration that's like 8 feet tall, that's got a little shroud thing going on, and it's got a jack-o'-lantern head and orange hands. And he says little things, but he's a little sassy. And one of them is, the best one is, I am not a jack-o'-lantern. My name is Lewis. And another one that I said, well, hello, hello, hello. So nice of you to carve out time to see me today. It's just fun. I don't know, but it is sold out everywhere. I've been looking for Lewis everywhere. He's only available at Target. I have other friends that are also looking for Lewis. He is sold out everywhere. So anytime I'm near a Target, I go to Target. I check online every couple of days. It was really, really smart. Whoever the VO for Lewis is, I mean, I tip my hat to you. I really, really do. It was just wild to see. Oh, as I punch the microphone. Hoff, I hope that was okay. Sorry about that. But yeah, I was visiting Lewis and happened to pick up a bunch of candy. So that's where we decided to go. And also because I'm terrified of getting Walmart worm-filled peanut butter cups. I'm pretty sure Walmart already took care of it. So that's not anything disparaging Walmart. Stop calling your lawyers or whatever. The one high-level Walmart exec that religiously listens to my podcast. Hey, be cool. You know, hey, do a girl song. But yeah. And it got me thinking, I was curious about this. If you follow me on any social media, I want to know just how your Halloween is going. What's your favorite candies? I also love living vicariously through parents of adorable children, which you guys have some adorable kiddos. But I love looking at Halloween costumes. I really, really do. Like last year, Steven and I were not prepared for the amount of trick-or-treaters we've had. We've lived here for over a decade, and we'd gotten a good handle at how many trick-or-treaters we typically get. And we were wrong. We ran out of candy. We had to dip into our own personal candy, which is usually Warheads. I've mentioned this before, but Warheads, anything really, really sour, if I'm having a really bad anxiety attack, I do one of two things, or a panic attack. I do one of two things. I hold on to something cold, or I have something sour. And those are typically Warheads. Warheads are great for that for me. But I had to dip heavily into my Warhead stash. And I felt bad because I was giving these like sour as fuck, like extreme sour Warheads to these tiny little adorable princesses and all that. But yeah, so we might have overprepared because of last year being busy. But I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. I'm curious about other people that maybe make like treats. Like we haven't carved our pumpkin. I got my pumpkin that has yet to become a jack-o'-lantern. We've been baking the seeds. But some people like, you know, go out of their way to bake their own pumpkin seeds or maybe give something else. Like we've definitely gotten... My brother and I, one year, we got toothbrushes from a house, and we were, like, livid. Like, what? Oh, my God. But, yeah, I just thinking about, like, childhood stuff as we do, like, a really chill year this year. I've got a few costumes that I've just worn once or twice. I think the most I've ever done up for a Halloween has been a Cruella de Vil costume from a few years ago. And then I want to say maybe before that, I did an Ellen Ripley costume that nobody got. Steven and I actually made like her rifle from the end of Aliens and everything, and I love it. It's actually it's on display with all of my Aliens figures and everything. But nobody got it. That's the worst. But yeah, so this year we have like Camp Crystal Lake shirts, and first year of COVID, there was someone that was working with Tom Savini doing Jason masks, and he made these COVID compliant-ish, like half hockey mask things. So we were thinking about doing the hockey mask and then doing the Camp Crystal Lake thing. I think I'm allowed to do that, but maybe... I don't know. It depends on the day of, since I'm just handing out candy. It seems like it's going to be cooler, so we'll see. Maybe I'm not going to do anything. Maybe people will just think that I'm dressed up and I'm my own authentic self. Who knows? But yeah, if you guys have a really cool costume this year, please share it with me, because I always want to know what you guys are doing. But yeah, trying to think of like past costumes, because growing up, there were some costumes that were pretty involved. You don't know as a kid when perhaps your family doesn't make as much money as like some of your friends. Well, eventually it got to the point where I was reminded constantly of that. But I remember just like enjoying wearing like seeing like this beautiful silver dress my mom had. I'm like, oh my God, I want to wear that for Halloween. And my mom just being like, okay, what are you supposed to be? I'm like, I don't know, like a clubber. And just got like some rainbow eyelashes and spent that Halloween with my dad and my stepmom, stepsister, stepbrother. And I guess I hadn't put on the dress. It was way too provocative. So my stepmother made me put on this white turtleneck underneath. And I could not tell you for the life of me what that costume was. Like, who was I? I have no idea. You tell me. Silver dress, white turtleneck underneath this very low-hanging silver dress, black stockings, and heels that I have no idea where I got them. But yeah, trying to think about like easy costumes. Definitely haven't bought anything new this year as far as costumes. I still have a bunch of wigs and some cosplay, But I was thinking about the year that my brother and I lived with my grandmother, and we weren't really given a Halloween budget. But what we did is we just put on trash bags and walked around the neighborhoods, and a cousin of mine went back. He doubled back to our grandma's and then smothered himself in ketchup and then pretended to just be dead. And then he hit the houses again. I mean, it was pretty cold ketchup, so he definitely paid for it. But yeah, just thinking about that. And I was tempted to maybe go to a haunted house or something like that, but I don't know. The vibe has been off, like doing a bunch of like activities with a bunch of people around. And I know that I'm not alone there, even though I just recently got my flu shot and my COVID booster. Which by the way, don't recommend getting those at the same time. It did save save me one trip, but my God, I was useless for a few days. Really, really was. It was bananas. But going to like a haunted house, I remember having, I did sound design for Zombie Manor, which I think is fully gone now. And they were great. It's so funny to meet like players of the thing and being like, oh my God, this sound that I have to hear for like 4 hours straight, that's you? Why did you? And well, we kind of did it as a labor of love, but we ended up having our wedding reception there off season. And yeah, I don't really do haunted houses or anything like that. Also, very rarely do Halloween parties. I don't know. They've just never really been my thing. Always down for doing like a big movie marathon or something with a bunch of nearest and dearest and having like somebody kind of blah, blah, blah. Like some of one of my favorite movies that I won't talk about. Just for safety, was a movie that I first saw at a Halloween movie marathon, and I love this movie so much. If you personally know me, you can private message me and I'll tell you. And then it also got me thinking about just as an adult or as a teenager, preteen teenager, when do you decide to stop trick-or-treating? Or was it your decision? For me, there was just a point where, I don't know, I feel as though my parents were already divorced by this point in my childhood, that I think we just it stopped getting brought up. And that was one thing when I was heavily considering becoming a mom that I was really looking forward to, was doing that, you know, that trudge from house to house, being like, don't step in their yard. Don't step on that flower bed. No. Okay. Ring the bell. What do you say? if anyone needs like a cool aunt to take their kid trick-or-treating, I volunteer because that just seems like the best. And also you get to take some of that candy without doing the trudging. But I will say, especially when I lived near a lot more of my cousins, we did a thing where I didn't live in a house until I was 17. So there's a lot of apartments. Trick-or-treating around apartments is... it's just not the same. Trailer parks too. What we would do is we would all drive to the what we considered the richy neighborhoods, and then they would just drop us off and we would go. Around my neighborhood, I see people doing that, but they drive from house to house. Like, oh, screw that. But yeah, I loved it. I loved it so much. But yeah, I just, also trying to think, it's like one thing that I'm like annoyed with Halloween. I don't know. I will say like it seems to be something that is considered well established is like, you're just going to be a slutty, da 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 da. I've actually never seen that in real life. I've only ever seen that depicted in television and movies where you think of movies where it's just like Halloween's the one night of the year where a girl can dress like a total slut and da 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 da. I've never actually seen that, but I thought about doing that with a few costumes. The most hilarious one is the sexy ghost, but I've only ever seen a sexy ghost, which is just someone in a white sheet with lingerie on, and it's usually a guy. Which, if you're going to do that, tuck your shit back, please. but aside from that, I was also thinking about just, like, those kind of things that are affiliated with Halloween. Like Bloody Mary, which I never actually did on Halloween. And then I was talking to somebody about this and where they're like, no, you say Bloody Mary 3 times. And I'm like, no, you say it 5 times. And like, I don't know, whereas you say it into a mirror, in the dark, and then you flush the toilet and you run away. And what was it? Flushing the toilet supposed to like scare Mary? What? I forget what that is, what that's about. And then also another thing that is affiliated so much with Halloween, but I've never actually seen it done on Halloween, is fucking around with a Ouija board. Some people say Ouija. I say Ouija. And I've heard other people say Ouija. But yeah, I'm not going to correct you. I really, really don't care. And I believe that it stems from, you know, that rise of spiritualism that happened in like the mid 1800s or mid 19th century, whatever you want to call it. And it just, it's never been like something that's real to me. But obviously, as I've gotten a little more superstitious growing up, getting older, I think it's bananas that, you know, that was like a wild like game for like, I don't know who distributes it, Parker Brothers or something. It seems like a really weird thing to just be like, yeah, no, because I look up this commercial. It used to be like kids all holding the, oh my God. God, what was it? What's it called? It's like the little arrow or whatever it is. It's going to come to me. I don't remember exactly what it is, but it's like, you're moving it. No, you're moving it. Da 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 da. And now I've seen people like buy old ones that aren't necessarily like the Parker Brothers one or whatever the name of the game publisher is. And like making them like freaking like charcuterie boards or butcher blocks and all that. And I'm superstitious enough to be like, what the fuck are you doing? Or, but I say that, and I was at a thrift shop, and in Flower Mound, it was like I got out of a session early or whatever and said, fuck it, I want to drive around. Went into this place, and it was a very Terry-friendly thrift shop because everything was color-coded. All their books, their clothes, everything was, but I go into their game section because it's right near their books, and I see the Ouija label, and I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it. It was amazing. So I open it up, and it just kind of had like a weird energy to it. So I showed Steven a photo and like I text him, sent the photo, and he was like, absolutely not. Absolutely not. And this was after I bought it. So he made me leave it in the garage in my car, and then he cleansed it with some sage before letting it into the house. I've never played it, but I don't want to get rid of it. So, if you have a Ouija experience, I would love to hear about that. I keep like harping on like, hey guys, what are you guys reading? What are you guys? Da-da-da-da-da, let me know. And that's just because I miss talking with you guys. I miss a time before the weirdness of whatever the fuck really happened that made social media not fun. I really, really do. But yeah, like aside from movies that I can't talk about, I have been reading a lot. If you are on Goodreads, please feel free to find me. But I've had a pretty chill October, so I've had a lot of time to read. And I was thinking about like newer reads and maybe wanting to share some of those with you. As far as like new read, I did get... I think maybe at the end of October, or not the end of October, the end of September, I got Interviews with Monster Girls, Volume 11, and manga. I love the continuation of this. For those who don't know, I'm in the English cast. Love this entire property, but it's really cool to see the continuation and see how much more the show explores as far as demi-humans. It's phenomenal. And I believe Volume 11 is it. I want to say Volume 11 is it. So you can check that out. I had mentioned The Vampire Lestat by Anne Rice already. Interview with a Vampire is great. It really is great. But The Vampire Lestat, you read the interview with the vampire through Louis's perspective. So you have to recognize that there is a bias to Lestat. That doesn't make Lestat the most, you know, like amazing person in the world when you read the vampire Lestat, but it's so good. It's so damn good. I highly suggest you read both. And The Queen of the Damned is the third one in the series. It's, if you're a fan of the movie, I'm just going to leave it there. Another one, Valentine by Tom Savage. I just finished a second read of that and still really enjoy it. If you're a member of Kindle Unlimited, that's on Kindle Unlimited. Kindle Unlimited is great to reborrow some books that you're still not sure about. But also, like even my book, One of Few, is on Kindle Unlimited. Found that I've gotten readers that maybe would never have found my book. They found me just because it's a book that they can borrow. It's pretty cool. Thicker Than Blood. I also read the follow-up again. Thicker Than Blood by Madeline Sheehan and Claire C. Riley. That's a good one. Another book that, it wasn't my first book by Stephen King. It is my absolute favorite. I love the story behind Stephen constantly getting rejections to the point where he had Carrie and he threw it away. And his wife actually got it out of the garbage. And that's the first book that he got published. I found a first edition via eBay. And it's one of my favorite things to own. It really, really is. It also explores a lot of stuff that the movie, like it's like, oh, I can't believe they left this out of the TV show. I can't believe they left this out of the movie. Like, well, yeah. One's a book that's hundreds of pages. And the other, maybe they get 2 hours on. They're going to have to leave some stuff out. And yeah, Carrie, love it, love it, love it, love it. If you know me at all, you know that I have one of my favorite films is The Bride of Frankenstein. But I got into this, I really enjoy Kirsten White. I finished Mr. Magic in September, and it was really good. I don't know if I could recommend it because I know it's not for everybody, but read a sample, see if you enjoy it. But another book by Kirsten White is The Dark Descent of Elizabeth Frankenstein. And I think that one doesn't get enough credit. The cover drew me in. It's beautiful. A pale pink glittery cover with stitching. Mwah, love it. Another one is Belladonna by Adeline Grace. That is also really good. I just started it. I just started that. Or the second one, maybe. Did I just buy it? I have no idea. Who am I asking? But that one's good. It's really, it's interesting. It's definitely a, hey, what if death was the main love interest? You might be into that as well. The Bone Houses by Emily Lloyd-Jones. But my go-to that I like to read or listen to every year has to be The Graveyard Book by Neil Gaiman. That book is so incredibly special to me. I wish that people talked about it more. And it's a favorite. I think it's a favorite. But the audiobook, I love Neil's voice so much. Also, you can tell in his narration how much he loves the book as well. But that's why I love the name Silas. If you listen to that anime show in our final episode, I have my son from the future or something. I forget what we did, but his name was Silas. And that is the reason his name is Silas is because if I ever had a son, that is what his name would be. And it is a character in the Graveyard Book. I love it. Love it, love it, love it, love it. But yeah, I outside of like books and just Aushamshaush, I'm just trying to think what else I can talk to you guys about. It's been a lot of fun to have this downtime. I considered doing a really involved. Oh my God. I don't like, it's just one of my go-to phrases. People that kind of shit on the, how many times are you going to say like, or, or da, 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 da. Leave me alone. But I wanted to keep this chill because this year has been kind of eye-opening. I realized that as of today, the recording of this episode, it has been a year since I left a very intense, very demanding, soul-sucking 9-to-5. More like 9-to-infinity. It had no boundaries whatsoever, personal life, weekends, anything like that. And I remember this time last year getting ready for Halloween and still kind of being numb. And I just remember Halloween night last year, there was just a moment where we were watching a Wes Craven movie that I hadn't seen, which is rare. I've seen most of his stuff. But I'd never seen this, so we were watching it, and I got a ring alert. And I look at the ring alert, and it's this tiny little teddy bear that's just kind of rapping to herself. It's a rap that she created or whatever, and she was just dancing up. So I opened up my screen door, and with like a little pacifier or something, she took out the pacifier and didn't even say trick or treat because I was just so tickled by her. I loved her energy. She's just like a little ball of sunshine, honestly. And her mom's just waiting at the end of my driveway. And I like got, ooh, I hit something again. Sorry. I got down to her level. And I was like, oh, do you want to pick some candy? She's like, yeah. And she picked out, I let her pick a couple because she was so adorable. Honestly, I would have given this kid the keys to my car, which is wildly irresponsible of me. But I was like, I don't know. There was just something that she just kind of put my mind at ease. It was really, really nice. And I really needed it. I don't know. She picked out, of course, nothing but peanut butter cups. Because as a kid, what do you get? You get the fucking peanut butter cups, man. And I said, oh, you're a good picker. And she just, yeah. And just kept, and she thanked me. And she just did a little rap walk as she walked away. I still have that saved under videos on my Ring camera because it was so adorable. And then after that, all the kids that kept coming up to the door, they were all sweet, they were all nice, and they were all just so freaking like put together. All of these kids had great costumes, even, you know, the teenagers that came to the door, which some people don't really like to give candy to teenagers. I don't care. I really don't even care if you're dressed up and you've just got a grocery bag. As long as you say trick or treat and are nice to me, I'll give you fucking candy. You know? Just be respectful. And yeah, I don't know. There was something about that interaction that made me go, oh, right. Halloween's amazing. Because that little girl was having the time of her fucking life. And her mom, you know, is just waving like, thank you. And it just, the rest of my night was so fucking grand. And I just love the magic of Halloween. It's great. I miss that. I really, really do miss that. I'm hoping and praying and whatever else I can do to like manifest a good Halloween night. Seems like it's going to be really cool. Definitely going to have some movies on. As far as, you know, anniversary, which is 5 days before Halloween, just, I don't know. And I also celebrate November 1st and 2nd, which is Day of the Dead, All Saints Day, All Souls Day. And if you're feeling frisky, maybe November 5th. Let's Guy Fox it up. You know, it's my friend's birthday and she is very tired of hearing people quote what they refer to as the V for Vendetta speech. Yeah. So I'm glad that we kept it chill for this Halloween episode. As I think about just what hell might be lurking when it comes to November and December, as far as holiday get-togethers, those are not always the best for me, but positive mindset and just looking for the little pockets of brightness, maybe that's enough. I've got a great dude. I've got a great dog. And, you know, maybe a lot of leftover Halloween candy, or what I'm going to tell people is leftover Halloween candy and is actually, you know, candy that I got on sale after Halloween. You don't know. Actually, yeah. No, but it's all about the Butterfingers for me. But, and for you, I want to know what your favorites are. We talked about, yeah, Kit Kats and all of this. Man, now that I'm thinking about it, I'm like, when did we do those Halloween, the little taste test of all these candies? I have no idea. I really don't know about November and December, but we will be back for November and December. I honestly, truly just enjoy getting to hang out with you guys for this holiday season. Hopefully this has inspired you to dress up or get your own personal bag of candy. If you're handing out candy, you know, really let those kids relish, like, you checking out their costumes, being like, oh, what are you? Da-da-da-da-da. Or is that annoying? Like, for those who have kids. For me, I hated it when nobody asked about my freaking costume. well, actually, no, I hate that as an adult. The only ever time that nobody asked me what my costume is was when I was Cruella de Vil, which was at a Halloween party where the Halloween party planner had her dog with her, and her dog loved me and kept following me around. But it was pretty messed up for people to just see me petting this dog in my lap dressed as Cruella de Vil. Yeah, but as we wind down for this Halloween episode, it's all about keeping chill and just enjoying all the sugary goodness and all the horrific Halloween watching. And I'm trying to think of what else we can do, but no. As always, if you would like to be part of a future episode, please shoot us an email at perpetuallyoffbeat@gmail.com. We still have what I am still referring to as a Twitter, at Obscure Chatter. And I'm also on Instagram, TikTok, Blue Sky, Threads. I'm trying to think what else. Spoutable. Spoutable's fun, but it seems like no one's on that. However you want to do it, feel free to shoot this lady a message and be a part of the next episode. But until next time, read good shit, watch good shit, and just try not to be a shit. Happy Halloween. We'll see you in November.